Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Mid-2024, that according to J.P. Morgan. Folks, I don't know, is that Bidenomics at work? Is that, you know, I thought Bidenomics was supposed to help or supposed to save us or Joe Biden was, everything was getting better. That's what we thought. All right, folks, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call in if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you, and we're having a blast. The fun-o-meter is, I don't know, I think it's just really pegging this morning, the phonometer, and only because it's Friday, we've got a lot to talk about, we've got a lot of energy happening on the program this morning, got a great call already, and obviously we're talking with Denise Simon here. She was with us there right before the top of the hour news, so welcome back, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Well, you know, looking at this Hunter Biden thing, just to sort of finish up with it, you know, all this goes together, doesn't it, with the investigations going into Joe Biden and the impeachment inquiry and how Hunter fit in and the deals that were made and being the big guy and all this stuff. I mean, this is an alarm bells going off for the Bidens.
Yeah, you know, the Biden always says, you know, pay your fair share in taxes.
No kidding.
I just want to know how you can withdraw almost 1.7, actually it's $1.66 million out of an ATM machine. How does that happen?
I have no clue. You know, that seems like, it seems like they run out of cash. Yeah. They would run out of cash pretty quick. You know, it's like, gosh darn it, you know, we keep having to refill the cash machine here at our branch every 5 minutes.
He spent $700,000 on what they say is payments to various women, which is obviously a euphemism for hookers. $700,000.
That's unbelievable. I mean, that's, it's got to be a record. I don't know. I don't know if it's a record or not, or if it's a record you'd want to hold, you know?
Unbelievable. I mean, with it. What a sleazebag. Now, don't you think that if he hadn't paid taxes or filed for 4 years, and he was telling people, he told his ex-wife, his accountant, you know, was telling him, dude, you know, there were lots of communications. Now, I guess these communications were either in text messages or on his laptop or whatever. That he willingly wasn't filing. Don't you think that he would, you know, talk to his dad all the time? So, his, you know, Biden's dad, whatever his aliases were in his emails, but he knew that this boy was in trouble way beyond just the drug problem and the hooker problem and the spending problem.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, it's tied together as well because of, the, you know, sitting on the board of Burisma. And going to China with Joe Biden and all these kinds of things. I mean, I just don't think anybody out there believes that he never asked his son how things were going and he had no inkling of what was going on. And, you know, of course, Joe Biden might have had a greater capacity back then because he seems to be going downhill. And I hate to say that, but the Joe Biden of today is different than the Joe Biden of yesterday.
Well, not only is that right, but the fascinating thing here is that Joe Biden loves to tell these ridiculous stories. And you know that he was having conversations with Obama. I'm just not willing to let Obama go on any of this. But that's just me.
Well, no, but that's a reasonable sort of question to have, don't you think? I mean, the idea talk about the big guy, who's the really big guy in this?
Precisely.
Yeah, exactly right. And so here we go, and Hunter Biden could face some pretty significant jail time just on these tax charges, we understand.
I think they've pretty much resigned themselves to that fact. I don't think a lawyer is going to be able to get him out of this. Now, we had that sugar daddy that paid his back taxes, almost $4 million worth of in back taxes. I would also say that's unearned income, but that's just me.
Yeah, it's like a gift, or, you still get the value out of it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's taxable. This is why, always got to pay your taxes. I mean, no matter what, if you do that, you can always dispute it, I'm sure, but getting into the position is certainly not the best, that's not the smartest move in the world.
Well, I think because of some of the, if you really look at this thing carefully, and then if you look at Joe Biden's characteristics, I think there's a lot more here, and this is a lot more lanes that come off of this whole case. And I think that's probably the reason why Weiss was so, and these prosecutors were so terrified to, pursue the case in the first place.
Right. Well, yeah, Hunter's lawyer, Abby Lowell, I think, was saying, well, if his last name wasn't Biden, none of this would even be happening. And my gosh, really?
On the other hand, because it's Biden, it was happening.
Right. Right, exactly. And if it was a Trump, they would have already tried to build a whole new jail, or something like that.
Well, and the interesting thing is that Abby Lowell doesn't work for less than, I think, $1,000 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
He's literally one of the top lawyers in the country out of D.C. I mean, all these. So who's paying this bill?
Good question. Denise Simon, stay right there, folks. We're coming right back. Caller, you hang on. And we're going to come right back. More with Denise Simon right after this short interlude. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart a birth certificate, and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Decorations are red.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you.
Oh,
we're coming back with the King.
If you're not here with me.
And a little Christmas, well, it's a blue Christmas on that one, but still, great song, and we are heading into the holiday season, of course, and folks, don't forget, 949-822-7959, that's the number to call if you'd like to call in and opine on the program this morning. If you have a question for Denise Simon, our guest, of course, this part of the program each morning, and Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And folks, trust me, you want to head over to Denise Simon's website, founderscode.com. Check out all the great articles Denise has over there. Welcome back, Denise.
Thank you.
Of course, absolutely. You know, we were just talking to, when we went to the break about, he's got the lawyer, and the lawyer's going to be expensive, and obviously, you know, there's going to be a lot more expense for Hunter Biden in his life, no doubt about that. But this all now will factor into the 2024 election, because there's a lot more out there now about Hunter, about Joe Biden. And as I like to say, at every turn of the proverbial archaeology spade here, the proverbial archaeology spade here, we get more stuff. In other words, it doesn't dissipate. It actually gets worse.
Well, you know, interesting that you say. I was actually thinking that yesterday. Imagine what media is reporting. Imagine what media knows that's not reporting, and then imagine what media doesn't know that should be reported, and then I would say double all of that. So conditions right. That's what scares me virtually every single day is imagine what's really going on.
Right.
That we have no concept of.
Indeed. Well, I tell you what, let's head over to the telephone line here real quick. We got Dan Tanafrank, and he's calling in from Las Vegas, Nevada this morning. Good morning, Dan Tanafrank. Do you have a question or comment for Denise Simon?
I've got, you know, for both of you, the three heads are better than one. getting poked in the chest, spit in the face, stomped on the shoe, that's what these demon rats are. It's beyond insulting. You know, one of the worst things at my 61 years of age, one of the most insulting things you can do to your fellow man is whether you do it snidely, smirkingly, backhandedly, is insult your fellow man's intelligence. And, you know, these demon rats and rhinos, they do it without compunction. You know, there is no media. That's the alphabet goop, especially on television. That's the Joseph Goebbels group, shall we say, the alphabet group. You know, tell a lie. I mean, Goebbels proved it. Just keep telling a lie long enough, and they'll believe it.
Just the big lie strategy.
This alleged media. Have they even won? I mean, Denise, is there such a thing as lying by omission?
Absolutely.
Okay, yes. And let's go on that note. Keith Olbermann, Ivy League Columbia graduate, he was the CBS sportscaster. And on that note, real quickly, so let me slide this in. We had one of the top two, the 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. is one of the big time slots in this business. He had the number. It would bounce between one or two radio show in the morning here in at half the state of Nevada. It was a 50,000-watt station.
Mm-hmm.
CBS, he was working for CBS Studios, and they told him, do not call the president Barack Hussein, and stop there. And the co-host of the show said, that's his name. He kept calling him Barack Hussein. CBS fired him. You fire, you know, it's just like Fox firing Tucker. Look what's happened to Fox's ratings. They lost 19% more. My point going back to Keith Olbermann.
Yeah.
And there was him. He actually was a living copy of the great movie with Andy Griffith, Facing the Crowd. When he was on MSNBC, he got hot mic, and he stated, he goes, this was on Barack Hussein. Barack Hussein did a huge gaffe, and Olbermann said, how are we going to cover for him now? He wasn't just talking about his immediate casting group on NBC, MSNBC.
Yeah.
He was talking about everybody up and down the Goebbels style.
Yeah.
He lost his job. Kyle, keep it up, baby. You're going places.
Thank you, Dan Tanafrank. All right. Thank you so much, Dan Tanafrank. That's really kind words. We sure appreciate it. We appreciate the call. Denise, what do you think in terms of, the media bias, I suppose?
Well, I appreciate a sentiment. We have short memories of where we have been since the Obama administration, in fact, going earlier than that. And sometimes we have to be reminded of where we once were, what we've endured, and where we are now, where we're going. So I wish voters would figure that out.
Well, I appreciate your the phrase, short memories, because that's exactly what is played on. And, and especially when it comes to these election cycles, Democrat Party elite love to come along and say, we're fighting for you. I've noticed this is every single cycle. We're fighting for you. Stop the Republicans because they're going to put you back in chains. That's exactly what Joe Biden said at one point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff like that, but yet nothing ever actually really changes. And that's why Trump had the audacity to say, try something different back in 2016.
Well, and, I think that if you listen to some of these Democrats in Illinois, they're furious. And rightly so, with this mayor. He's all in with these illegals and these Democrats have finally figured this out. Well, you know, hello?
Right.
What have you been told? And you know, a lot of them, they're finished with the Democrat Party. Now, this is Illinois. This is Chicago.
Indeed. Well, you know, Denise, on yesterday's program, we got a great direct message. It was from Rick. He was listening on 9:30 a.m. There in Manatee County. And we addressed the question, but he gave us another message and said, it looks like some of the transmission went out or something. He was listening on 9:30 and wasn't able to hear all of your response. But he was asking, of course, about what happens if China tries to do some kind of a large scale type attack, Pearl Harbor style. Because, you know, we're looking back at the anniversary 82 years ago, of course, of Pearl Harbor. But what do you think about that? Because you had initially responded that China's already doing different attacks, right, looking to try to collectively change things, right?
Correct. I mean, they really essentially attack us every day, and we allow these attacks. And that means their propaganda warfare, which they're doing through TikTok at a minimum. It's espionage. You know, we talked about the Lord's facility in Cuba that they bought from Russia. It's, you know, it's trade. I mean, there's lots of things here. So it's necessary. They're in hybrid warfare, and we're allowing that to happen. So it doesn't have to always be bombs and bullets, you know, for they to destroy us. It came very close to all things COVID in the pandemic. And I would also say that I'm not completely convinced that China is actually ready for any kind of a war with the garden variety definition of war over Taiwan. And the reason is because China's financially in trouble.
Indeed. Big time.
And I don't think that, I think they're all too happy. I said this to somebody a whole lot smarter than me several months ago, that I think that this war in Ukraine is kind of a test, if you will, to see what, how far Putin's going to go and let him expose what needs to be exposed. So.
Very interesting indeed. Denise, stay right there. Folks, we're coming right back. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Lots more right after this break. Kyle Warren with you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden is being indicted on 9 tax-related charges, including 3 felony counts. The charges were filed Thursday in a federal court in Los Angeles. Biden allegedly failed to pay and file taxes, filed a fraudulent form, and evaded an assessment. The indictment also alleges that President's son lived an extravagant lifestyle instead of paying his taxes. If convicted, he faces a maximum of 17 years in prison. The Israeli Security Cabinet has approved an increase in supplies to prevent a humanitarian collapse in southern Gaza. Concurrently, Israel reports its forces have surrounded the residence of the top Hamas leader, presumed to be in hiding underground. The off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot accused of trying to crash a plane in October has been released from custody. He will be allowed to return to his home in California while awaiting trial. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him in that.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you have a question or comment for us this morning. And, of course, we are still talking with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And don't forget, if you'd like to send us a direct message, like we heard from Rick, in Manatee County, was listening on AM 930 yesterday morning, and had that question for Denise and a little clarification there as well. We sure appreciate that. And so if you'd like to do that as well, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. Click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. Once again, welcome back, Denise Simon.
Thank you.
All right. Well, it's Friday, and the funnel meter is... It's pegging. It really is. And it's a certain vibe on Friday, and I think we've got it. So, but, yes, so now with all these things going on, obviously there's still stuff going on in Israel and so forth, but what else is catching your attention this morning on Friday?
Well, that our Defense Department has actually confirmed that there was a pretty massive rocket attack in the green zones in Baghdad. And there could have been some, we're trying to find out the extent of the damage to our embassy.
Indeed. Yeah.
So this is bad juju right here. You know, we haven't paid, we're paying an awful lot of attention to Iran and Israel and Gaza. We're not paying nearly enough attention to Ukraine or to Iraq. So we're in a bad place here. I think we've got 2,400 forces still in Iraq.
Right.
And they are,
you know, targets, we have to say.
Well, obviously so. You know, you hit the green zone, which is supposed to be a safe zone, as they say. So much for that. But that's some bad stuff right there. So it's real hard to prioritize where you want to, you know, set your next hour or two, much less your day or your week. You know, what you would want to concentrate on, because all these other things happen. And then you go, whoa. Then you got to set something aside and go look at something else. And
well, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and also, have you heard anything more about this Offspray issue?
They grounded them all.
I mean, this is incredibly serious. They've had some problems with them before. What do you anticipate with this? Are they going to be down for a very long time? I mean, obviously it's going to take a time to try to figure out what happened off the coast of Japan.
Yeah, they have recovered the, what do they call it, the black box, essentially. They recovered that, so they'll figure that out. But I'm fine with that. I don't think the Osprey is, it's not a really a aircraft of a weapon of any sort, whether it's offensive or defensive. So I don't think grounding that fleet is a terrible thing. So I don't think we'll necessarily miss it.
In other words, if there was an incident, or there were, you know, the military's called on to do something, that it's going, that they would still be able to get their mission done, basically.
Yes, yeah. Yes. I mean, we got hundreds of other types of military aircraft.
Well,
pick up the slack.
And then also, just quickly turn into politics in the time we have left, 82% drop, and that's not the Marvel movie, right? Although it's probably not too far off the mark, you know, I'm joking, of course, but 82% drop in audience for the GOP debate. What do you make of that?
Well, one, it was real hard to find.
Yep, that's true.
We didn't see a lot of advertisement on it. And I'm not a big fan of News Nation to start with. So
yeah,
it's Christmas, and people are like, you know, I don't have time for this.
I think you're right about that. And that actually goes to other programming on, you know, television and so forth, where you have big events and so forth. People are out, they're shopping, or they're doing something else. Or you're right, it's the holiday time. It's really hard to get people to sort of sit down and watch something, like a special or something, only because of that very fact. Let's head over to the telephone line. We got our friend Backgammon Bob, I think, has a question for Denise this morning. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Yes, I wanted to ask Denise, did you see where this big donor for Harvard University has withdrawn $100 million? And
I did. That was, I think, for Penn.
I'm not sure what it was. And yeah, one thing I want to mention about the border is all these Chinese people that are coming over on the border, they may be, well, sticking a fifth column in this country, you know?
That's a fact.
They might just be doing that. And 12,000, I think we're going to start to see, if 12,000 people came over today or yesterday,
yeah,
we're going to, then they're just going to start pouring in an ever-increasing number. It's going to start having a real effect, and I think you're going to see the states just have to take it in their own hand and say, the heck with the government. Do what you want. We're just going to push them back. Forget about it. If you don't like it, too bad.
Well, I will tell you that there was quite the Senate presentation yesterday on the border. The White House is kind of leaning back a little bit on this deal with funding Ukraine, because it's tied to the border. You know, we're sending all this money over for Ukraine's border to defend themselves, but we're not defending our own. So there was quite the presentation yesterday on the Senate side, and it appears that this... Yeah.
Did you see where the White House person said, it's just seasonal?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, that's it, Denise.
All right. Thanks very much, Backgammon Bob. Have a great morning. Take care.
All right. Yep.
All right. Backgammon Bob, everybody. So, yeah, Denise, very interesting stuff indeed.
Well, you know, because of what is happening at the border, there's actually additional media that's showing up outside of Fox. I mean, Fox has been planted there. They've invested in a couple of drones a couple of years ago, so they you know, have not only people on the ground reporting on what is happening at the borders now, including Arizona, in addition to Texas, but also in California. And so they've got quite the investment reporting on what is happening there, and we should appreciate those efforts. And I believe that is part and parcel of why this administration is now beginning to take this thing a little bit more seriously, especially when the House Republicans are saying, you know what, if you want any extra money for these conflicts, like Ukraine, we're not going any further until you deal with this issue first.
Well, right, right. I mean, but yet here comes Joe Biden saying, well, you just want Putin to win. And nobody wants Putin to win, but you're right, but we don't have unlimited resources. And I think, Denise, that between you and I, if we had, I don't know, $50 billion or something like that, we could probably win a war. I mean, I'm just sort of throwing that out there, you know, because the scale of this money is just unbelievable.
Let me say it this way. We have seen how the United States is telling Israel how they are to prosecute this war with Hamas. Okay?
Right.
Don't think that they haven't been doing it all along with Ukraine. If, you know, they're letting Ukraine do just barely enough that it doesn't escalate this thing in a huge way with Russia. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's why I would really like to have Zelensky go have a long conversation with Netanyahu and his war cabinet. Zelensky has never been a leader with that had to go to war, so he doesn't have that on his resume, obviously. But the Ukrainian military, which is now really all civilians that have signed up, they didn't either. I mean, if you look at the last time that Ukraine's been in any kind of a military conflict, is like 50, 60 years ago. So, you know, they had no idea how to fight a war, much less have the tools to do it. And then here comes the United States. I mean, we've got advisors. We've got special operations that are operating out of the Kyiv, U.S. Embassy in Kyiv. And so, you know, when you say that that counter operation that was supposed to happen this summer and really make some headway, well, the headway was only about 20%.
Yeah.
Okay? But why was that? I would argue it was really because of the United States telling Ukraine what they can and can't do to fight this war.
Very interesting. Yeah. We've got to leave it right there right now, Denise. Thanks for being here. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Take care.
All right. Good morning. Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody. We're coming right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
Everybody, Kyle Warren with you. It is the happiest season of all, I think, and I'm sure that you will agree. And we're going through the Friday edition here. We're having a lot of fun, and we're having a lot of great calls and a lot of great discussion. Once again, Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And we're going to be talking with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. You can hear Chris right here on AM 860 The Answer, our flagship station, at 5 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays and also 5 p.m. Sundays on AM 860 The Answer. As we said, right here, AM 860 The Answer. So let's not waste any more time. Let's go say hi to Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
All right. Well, we're in the first part of December, but we're going to blink and it's going to go right by, don't you think?
Well, I'm sorry, what was that? I missed what you said.
We're in just in the first part of December, but we're going to blink and then it's going to be flying by. It's going to be Christmas before we know it.
We're already a week in. I'm lucky, though. I said in my contract, I just buy for my wife. That's it. She handles everything else. So I just got to worry about that.
Well, I think we have very similar situations here. That's good. it's hard to do all that and make the right choices. That's the thing. Okay, Chris, we'll start with this quote only because I know how you love predictions when you have some of these pundits, or not pundits, but gurus, I guess, saying something. Well, this J.P. Morgan evidently is now saying 99% of Americans will be financially worse off than they were pre-pandemic by the time we get to the middle of 2024. It's likely that all but the top 1% of consumers will be worse off financially. So what do you think about that statement?
Well, I mean, it doesn't surprise me. This has been something that's been going on for some time. I'm not surprised in the slightest by those numbers, and that's what inflation does. It bites, and it bites, especially when it, you know, it's hitting on in everyday items. And you know, this is reflective in the mood of the country and their overall sentiments in regards to Bidenomics, which they're not even talking about anymore. They decided to pivot on that and get away from that because it's not working. Yeah, when everyday items are more and more expensive, and people feel that, you know, they're on a hamster wheel, and the hamster wheel keeps getting faster and faster and faster, it's not a good place to be in.
Well, indeed. And at the risk of sounding negative, I think, you know, it just seems that, you know, people, you know, are having these hard times, but yet the government officials keep telling us, well, but prices are coming down. But they're still incredibly high, and they're certainly not coming down at the rate at which they went up, you know, ergo these problems that everybody's experiencing.
Well, I mean, we've seen energy prices, we've seen gasoline prices come down, and starting to see food prices come down a little bit, but overall, inflation is still, you know, still cooking along for most things. And I mean, and the rate of inflation has come down. I mean, the most things, the prices are still going up. They're just not going up as quickly. And I've said this before. I think we might have talked about this. That there's a deflationary scare when it comes to certain items. But when it comes to everyday items, the things that we have to buy every day, deflation could actually be a good thing. And we need to have those prices come down, the everyday items that we spend money on. When it comes to other things, then, you know what, people put off on buying things, and then it can become a bit of a spiral downwards.
Kind of, I get, that's not the doom loop, is that, or is that a variant of that kind of thing?
No, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, again, you know, if it's, you know, let's say if the prices of, you know, furniture, televisions, things like that are continuing to drop, then people hold off on buying these things because they can buy it cheaper later on, and then it can exacerbate the problem. But well, we've seen, you know, the prices of food and everyday items go up. You know, those things need to come down. People will be fine with that.
Indeed. Well, you know, we also hear stories about things like the 10-year Treasury yield, that could start going down to its lowest point in about 2 years. But we see stories like this, but how does that affect the economy as a whole, or how does it affect people like we're just talking about right now that are looking to buy milk and eggs and stuff like that?
That's mortgage rates, and you know, it's definitely going to reflect the overall mood. But the reason why the 10-year is coming down is because people are expecting the Federal Reserve to lower rates next year because the economy is slowing. That's the, you know, the reason. That's the expectation why it's come down to such a degree. I mean, again, the volatility in the 10-year has been extraordinary over the past year. I mean, you know, where are we at right now? We're going to be around about 4.2 for the 10-year. And, you know, it was just at 5. It's actually 4.178 right now, where it was just at 5. Basically, what that's signaling right now is that it believes that the Federal Reserve next year is going to be lowering rates because the economy's slowing.
Indeed. Well, that's very interesting indeed. Now, let's turn to the National Retail Federation. They put out a report earlier in the year, evidently, talking about organized retail crime was one of the big factors in inventory loss. But now they're kind of revising that report, and it was a little bit funny, in my opinion, only because the report that I saw was saying, well, you know, they're not really sure that, you know, even though there's all these new things that we're seeing, all the smash and grabs and all those kinds of things, you know, that are they really, you know, accounting for this inventory loss? And I would think that there's been a huge uptick in the organized retail crime.
Oh, it has. And you know, it's in particular in certain areas of the country, absolutely. And you actually see it because you're certain areas that, you know, a lot of businesses are just throwing their hands up in the air and said, you know what, we're just going to shut down. We're not no longer going to do business here anymore. And yeah, again, it's based upon whether or not, you know, the law is enforced, and you know, you're talking billions of dollars, and companies can pass those costs on as best they can, which they have to do to everybody else. Again, with higher costs, it's something that they talked about. I mean, you know, it's that they call it shrinkage in these reports, and it's, you know, it's unfortunate, but again, that makes our prices go up.
Indeed. And you know, and also, of course, the lack of enforcement or the lack of prosecution, you know, it's really something to see these huge mobs, right, go into these retail, like a Nordstrom's or something like that, and just start cleaning the place out. I'm not too sure how many people actually get caught and arrested with that. But at the very least, for example, in San Francisco, they found out that if they crack down on auto theft or auto burglaries, that they find that it actually goes down. They have bait cars and things like that. But that might be a novel concept, especially in places like San Francisco.
You get the government you deserve. You continue to vote, you know, to elect these, you know, George Soros DAs. And you don't want to enforce the rule of law, and, you know, then after the fact you complain about what happens. So, I mean, I don't know what to tell these areas of the country. I mean, it's insanity. You know, you're upset about what's going on, but you continue to vote the same way. You don't want to enforce the rule of law. You put laws into effect where the police don't even want to bother to arrest people because it's just catch and release. Nothing's going to happen. What do you expect?
Indeed, indeed. Well, and then to round out our discussion here this morning, the time that we have left, it looks like there was an 82% drop in viewership for the fourth GOP debate. Do you think it's a combination of, number one, News Nation is hard to find, number one, but also, do you think people have tuned out or have they made up their minds already and just don't want to hear what these other candidates have to say?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I mean, I thought News Nation did a good job with the debate. Unfortunately, I mean, I don't have regular cable. I did the cut the cord to streaming, and I had to do a search to find the network, and you know, it took a little bit before I actually found it. It was actually strange. It was almost like it was weird. It was almost like the AI that's behind the streaming service didn't want me to find it to some degree. But anyway, neither here nor there. You know, that's not a good sign. Again, this is the Republican Party screwing things up again. You got this Rona McDaniels that's in charge of the Republican Party that needs to be taken to task. When you have that little viewership of a, you know, debate, that's running this close to the primaries, there's an issue there. You're doing something wrong.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you on Monday, sir.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. Chris Markowski, everybody. We're going to come right back. We have, like, a lot more to talk about. We're going to talk with Frank Salvato right after the top of the hour news. Everybody, stay right there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.